Welcome to The Lay Disciple, a ministry of Truth Seekers Fellowship. Lay teacher Tom Murray continues our study about the good angels. Today we'll learn about the work of angels and their actual ministries. Get your Bible now if you have it near and join us for the next 13 minutes as we study.
Welcome back to our study in the work of angels. And last time we dealt with the work of angels in relation to God Himself. But today, I'd like to turn you to a second work of angels, and that is their work as agents of God's revelation to mankind. Now, the law of Moses, when that was given about 2,500 years after Adam and about 1,500 years before Christ, when the law of Moses was given to him, it did not come to Moses directly. It came to Moses by means of the mediation of angels. Now let me explain that to you just a little bit if I can. When Moses went up into the mountain and he received the law, what became known as the law of Moses, many people are under the false assumption that Moses received two tablets of stone with 10 commandments on them, and that's all there was. But that isn't true. The law of Moses contained 613 specific commandments. Now, 10 of those commandments were written by the finger of God Himself on the two tablets of stone. He didn't write 5 on each of the tablets of stone. He wrote all 10 on each piece of stone. There were 5 on the front and 5 on the back of the first tablet, and 5 on the front and 5 on the back of the second tablet. Now, God did, with His own finger, write those 10 commandments on 2 tablets. And the reason there were 2 tablets, or 2 copies of the same 10, is the biblical principle, by 2 or more witnesses, a thing shall be confirmed. But then we're told later in Scripture that the angels actually mediated or dictated to Moses the other 603 commandments, and Moses wrote those down on a scroll. But all 613 constituted the law of Moses, not just the 10. Now, the fact that there was some mediation of the revelation of the 613 commandments is hinted at in Deuteronomy chapter 33 and verse 2. But you have an absolute clear statement and confirmation that the angels mediated the other 603 in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, chapter 7, and verse 53. But the fact that angels mediated the revelation of the Mosaic Law is also confirmed by the Apostle Paul in Galatians, chapter 3, and verse 19, and later by the writer of Hebrews in chapter 2 and verse 2. Now, Daniel, the prophet in the Old Testament, often received his revelation directly from God. But some of the material that Daniel received, that is, what he recorded in Daniel chapter 8, verse 1, through Daniel chapter 12, verse 13, he received not by revelation directly from God, but by means of revelation through angels. And the same thing is true of the revelation that was given to the minor prophet Zechariah. Now, Zechariah's book is 14 chapters long. And the first 6 chapters of his book, chapter 1 through chapter 6:15, came to Zechariah by means of the angels revealing it to him. Now, the book of Revelation, which is the last book in your New Testament, which was written by the Apostle John, was also revealed to him and mediated to him by means of an angel. John clearly says that in chapter 1:1, later in 10:1-11, then in 17:1, and later in 19:9-10, then in chapter 21, verse 9, and in 22:16. Now that brings us now to another major topic, that ain't a work of angels, and that is, what was their work in the life of Christ himself? Now, angels were used in five specific periods in the life of Christ. The first period where angels were used by God in the life of Christ was the period of time at his physical birth. You remember, if you read the account, it was an angel that predicted the birth of the Messiah to Mary in Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. In fact, we know that angel's name. That was Gabriel. It was also the same angel Gabriel who spoke to Joseph, Mary's fiancé, in Matthew 1, 20 to 21, to tell Joseph not to put Mary away, but that she was actually fulfilling the will of God. Now, angels were also used to announce the birth of the Messiah to the Jewish shepherds outside the city of Bethlehem in Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 15. It was an angel that warned Joseph when he was in Bethlehem to flee to Egypt from Bethlehem in Matthew 2:13, because Herod was about to kill all the male children 2 years old and under in Bethlehem out of his paranoia that one of those male children would be a threat to his throne in Jerusalem. It was also an angel that revealed to Joseph when he was down in Egypt with the Christ child that he was now to leave Egypt because Herod had died and he was to return back to the land of Israel in Matthew 2 verses 19 to 20. So angels were very active in the life of Christ at the time of his birth. The second period in the life of Christ when the angels were active is during the 3.5 years of his public ministry. The psalmist writes in the book of Psalms in chapter 91, verses 1 to 12, that the angels would be used throughout the ministry of the coming Messiah or the anointed servant of Jehovah. And so Psalm 91 predicts that angels are going to be used in the ministry of Christ. Now, Paul, the apostle in the New Testament, affirm that this is so in a general statement that he made to his disciple Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, when Paul says that Christ was seen of angels throughout his public ministry. Now, when Jesus was tempted after his baptism by John, we're told that angels were used to minister to him in all of his temptations. That's recorded for you in Matthew 4, verse 11, and in Mark 1, 13. Then, throughout his ministry years, angels were ascending and descending upon the Son of Man, according to John chapter 1, verse 51. And then, at the closing hours of his earthly life, angels ministered to Jesus, we are told, during the hours of his agony in the Garden of Gethsemane, as recorded for us in Luke chapter 22, verse 43. And finally, during the life of Christ, we are told that there were 12 legions of angels ready to defend Christ at the time that he was arrested, and they were ready to defend him at the time of his trial before the Sanhedrin and before the Roman procurator Pilate in Matthew chapter 26, verse 53, if he needed any of these 12 legions of angels for any purpose. But of course, Jesus did not need them because it was his Father's will that all these things should come to pass. Now, the third period of the life of Christ when angels were used is in connection with his resurrection. You see, it was an angel that rolled the stone away from the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea on the resurrection morning, as recorded in Matthew 28:2. It was angels who were used to announce that the resurrection had actually occurred, and they announced that to the women who came to the tomb early on the first day of the week, as recorded in Matthew 28:2-7, in Mark 16:5-7, and in John 20:12-13. Now, the fourth period in the life of Christ when angels were used and working for him was at the time of his ascension. After Jesus ascended in the clouds out of the sight of his disciples, angels announced that this same Jesus, now departing, would one day come again in like manner. Now notice they didn't tell his disciples he would come to the same place, because the second coming of Christ is not at the Mount of Olives. It is in Basra or Petra in present-day southern Jordan. But they said he would come in like manner. He went up in the clouds. He will return in the clouds in like manner. So Jesus will someday return to this earth in the clouds of heaven, but he will return in the clouds of heaven, not to the Mount of Olives initially, but to Petra or Basra in southern Jordan or the mountains of Moab. Now, the fifth period in the life of Christ where angels will work for him is yet a future period, and that is when Jesus returns at the end of the tribulation periods. Angels will come with him in the clouds of heaven at his second coming, according to Matthew 16:27, later in Matthew 24:31, in Matthew 25:31, and in 2 Thessalonians 1:7. The angels will accompany him in the clouds of heaven at his second coming. So even in the future life of Christ, future as of this very moment, the angels are going to be very involved in the life of Christ himself. So their work on behalf of Christ can best be understood by these specific five time periods. Well, we're about out of time in this broadcast, so if you'll come back next time, I'm going to tell you about the work of angels to the various nations on the earth throughout history, and secondly, about the work of angels among the unbelieving humans who live on the earth throughout history. I'll see you next time.
Thank you, Tom. And I hope that these programs are helping you get a better understanding about God's plan for your life. If you'd like a cassette copy of this program, or you'd like information on one of our Bible studies, call us at Truth Seekers Fellowship. The number is 901-685-3385. Outside Memphis, call toll-free 866-685-3385. You can also contact us through our website at www.milktomeat.org, where you'll find helpful information, ministry tools, and even audio files of the radio programs. Now make plans to join us again next time right here for The Lay Disciple.